Okay, good. Okay, Tuif, he's out there. Shmuel's not back yet. Shmuel's still in Switzerland. All right. Fine. Shalom Reb Menashe, how are you doing?
Baruch Hashem, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, good.
I might have to leave halfway through because I daven every morning with my neighbor at Chabad and they start Shacharis at 10. So it works during the week when we finished, became Achshava by 10. But if I have to leave halfway through, you'll understand why.
Yeah, okay, we'll carry on without you. Okay, you have to come back to Beit Shemesh and then you can daven at a normal time. You know?
Well, better still, why don't you come to Beit Shemesh and everyone else, and then everything's as it was, you know? And we're all living by the sea.
Yeah, okay. Tov, so we're finishing off here this first section, Malchus. We're going to finish off Ezrat Hashem, Chelek Aleph. I don't know if we'll do it today, but we're really at the end. Not today, the next week, Ezrat Hashem. The Musag of Malchus. The Musag of Malchus, we'll see, comes to its final fruition, total fruition at the end, in what's called Shalom. We saw, it's also one of Hashem's names, Shabbat Shalom. We'll see what Shalom has to do with that. We started discussing some of that already last week. The opposite of Shalom is Sinas Chinam, when there's Pirud, when the different parts of the Yachdus see themselves as separate parts, so that's when you have what's called Sina. The Shalom comes about when everybody is subsumed under something bigger. That means you become part of something else. You're not you, you are part of something bigger. You're not a piece of wood anymore, you're a leg of a table. You're not Reuven, you're Reuven a Yehudi. You're still Reuven, but you're not just Reuven. You're not Reuven for Reuven anymore, you're Reuven for Klal Yisrael. That's kind of some of the Yesod we saw, and we said that that's where the Ikar Brocha comes from. It's going to take it. I don't know if we saw this last week. Okay, we'll start with this. We'll start with this now, and then we'll see where that goes. So that's a whole new thing, and I can't. The problem when you update these programs, they give you things you don't want and you don't like, and then you can't do anything about it. Okay, there was a setting here that I was able to. So, I don't think we did this. Let's talk about the lave. Let's discuss the lave and see how that fits into this picture here. I'm Aleph in subparagraph B there, base. We found once in Klal Yisrael's history where they were in total oneness, complete achdus, the Matan Torah. We all know that Klal Yisrael stood ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, and zeh ya miyad achar yitzis Mitzrayim, kesha'am nivra michadash. That was straight off the yitzis Mitzrayim, and the nation had been rebuilt. Completely new. It was a Briah Chadoshah, had been completely rebuilt. Umar Bara Sa'am, what created this nation? There wasn't a nation before. There was just a lot of different people, tribes, families, whatever. What made them into, we talk about the birth of Am Yisrael. What created Yeshmi Ayin, that Am? Yachad Kulam Hoidu Vim Lichu V'yoyim Rashem Yimloich Lo Elam V'ed. That's what made the Am. What made the Am was the Hamloch of Hashem. That's what created the Am. Bottle Reuven, the bottle Shimon, the Kulam Ke'echad Kiblu Samalchus Vaklalois. No more Reuven. We'll see, it doesn't mean no more Reuven. Reuven just disappears. Adarabba, Reuven really comes to fruition now. We'll see. About bottle Reuven, the bottle Shimon, the Kulam Ke'echad Kiblu Samalchus Vaklalois. Everybody accepted upon themselves Malchus. And the klalos, the klal, what we call the koilel before, that thing which is the table, that thing which is the am. What's the am? The am's nothing. The am is just that which comes about when you take all the pieces and you put them together. You get this thing called the koilel. That's the am. B'nei Yehudim, you're now not Reuven and Shimon. You're now not a piece of wood and a plank of wood. You're now a table. So now you're not Reuven. You're not Shimon. You're now Yehudim. You're a table. Anshe Avaya Baruch Hu, the people of God. They became totally united. So how does this work? So Pirusha Inyan, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, different to the Pshat I said the other day. Very different to the Pshat, but you'll see, I think they're reconcilable. Kivin Shaya Lehem Lev Echad, how did they become Ish Echad? How did they become Ish Echad? How did they become one unit? Because they had a Lev Echad. Memeila Kish Echad. Then you're automatically Ki Ish Echad. What's Lev? Let's just try and understand what this Lev, the Ish Echad Belev Echad. What is this Lev? What's Lev? Belev Echad, Hainu Madik Siv Betilim, Tzur Levovi, Chelki Elokim Le'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libom Shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Lev of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? Hashem's the Lev of Klal Yisrael. Let's just see what he says, and maybe we add a little bit here from the Nefesh HaChaim. Kivin Shekiblu Alei Malchus Shemayim, Ashro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinose B'nayim, V'nas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmoi Lev L'Kulam. Because they were united, they were Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused to flow amongst Klal Yisrael his Shechina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the Lev of everybody. Lev, remember, if you mentioned it, yeah, maybe in the Pirkei Machshava, Nefesh HaChaim says Lev is always that which is central. What is Lev? Lev is which is central. The Lev is the center of the human being. Without that, nothing works. You can be a very strong, healthy person, whatever, but if you've got a weak heart, it's a lot of. And yet you can be a very weak person, but you've got a strong heart, you'll live a long life. The heart is the center of the life. That's the Lev. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, for example, is called Lev. What the Kodesh HaKadoshim called Lev? Because it's the center. It's at the center of the universe. It's the center of the Beis HaMikdash. It's that which is central to you. That which is central to you. So what happened here is a Kodesh Baruch Hu became the center of our lives. Kodesh Baruch Hu became the center of our lives. You want to see it? You want to see it just in a more physical sense. At the end of Tainus there, I think the Gemara says that all the people are going to sit in a circle around Hashem. Hashem will be in the middle, sitting in a circle around him. And they'll all point at him and they'll say, Zeh, what they say, some Zeh, Kailish, whatever. Then some Shvachos to say to Hashem, why does it have to be a circle? Make it a straight line and have Hashem sitting in the front, whatever. It's a circle. Why? Because Hashem's the center. The Lev is the center of the system. Well, Malchus here, Lev, Shelauma. Malchus is the heart of the nation because that's the central. That's what everyone's looking at. That's what unites and binds everyone. If you want to see it as well, the Maharal, I think, uses the mashal of a wheel. What unites a wheel is the central point in the middle. The little point that joins onto the bike, that piece that the wheel turns around, the center, that's the center of the wheel. That's where the whole wheel becomes united. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is always the center. So Malchus HaLev Shel HaUma, Shezeh Moshel Lev, Klalus HaMacheres Es HaAdam. It's called HaAdam. The Lev is that which unites the entire being. HaLev HaMishkan HaChaim, the Lev is where the tabernacle, so to speak, of life is. It's the center of your life. V'hainu, HaChaim HaBoyim Me'olam Elyon Yosef. Where does our life come from? Our life doesn't come from this world. Our life comes from a higher place, correct? What gives you life is your neshama. Neshama, your life comes, your life force comes from a higher place. How does it mechabe in the lave? That's where, that's called ruach. If you want to know in the neshama terms, you have nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The three different parts of the neshama. Ruach is the lave. That's the center. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. Again, ruach is the center. It lives here in the heart. That's where ruach is. Neshama is in the brain. Nefesh is more the guf. Very simply speaking, well, the center is the ruach. So I know Chaim Abayim Oyelam Elyon Yosef Merkozam B'Toich HaLev. That all becomes united; it becomes centralized in the heart. V'umahacher is Kol Ha'avorim Liyos Keichad, and that unites all the different parts of the body to become one. Moshe LeMishu Yirbol Yodah Shel Chaveru Ruvain. You get a guy that he cuts Ruvain's hand. Shimon went and he had a fight with Ruvain, and he on his arm. So the judge says to him, why did you hurt Reuven? Why did you hurt Reuven? Yeah. I didn't hurt Reuven. I hurt his hand. Oishaita. Hare Yodashal Ruven, who Ruven Atzmoy. The hand of Ruven is Ruven. Lama. Because they're united. Tell me your hand's not you. Well, that's something separate. That's something separate. All separate pieces. I'm me. And then all these things are, these are things that I have. They're not really me. That's only when Reuven has a heart and he's alive. If Reuven's not alive, you're right, the hand's not Reuven. You're right, it's just a piece of meat. It's not Reuven, it's a piece of meat. What makes that hand Reuven is when there's a heart that unites the entire system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the heart, the lave of Klal Yisrael. And it's him that makes this thing alive and one. What makes Klal Yisrael one? What unites us? What unites me with you? But what have I got to do with you? You and I, me. Mama Keshe, you and me, to being Achtus. What unites us is that we are both connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we both became Yehudim. So now you're a Yehudi and I'm a Yehudi. We now am Hashem. The parts of that living entity. What makes the right hand and the left hand connected to each other? Why do they have to relate to each other, work together? Why do they feel that they're part of the same system? Because there's a human being there that miyachads them. There's a life there that unites them. So to a Kodesh Bo who unites Klal Yisrael, I'm not connected to you because I'm connected to you. I'm connected to you via my connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the one leg of the table got to do with the other leg of the table? The two chatichot pieces of wood. So why are they now part of the same? Because there's something there. There's that koilo. There's that thing called shulchan that unites them together. They're part of the same system. I think that's poshut. It should be by now. Starting to get familiar with these concepts and those ideas. They start actually take a life of their own. So that's a kolosh bochum. Kaina kolosh bochum liban shel Yisrael umachir is kulam liyos dova chayachat. Let's say you had one guy, there two people, they were Siamese twins and they had one heart. There was that case, the famous case with Ramoshe, Siamese twins joined by the heart. Interesting case of that. They're completely united. If you're united by the heart, completely united. That's Malchus Shemaim. Kishi b'shleimus, when Malchus Shemaim is b'shleimus, then all the individuals of Klal Yisrael have one heart and it's united. That's how they become ki'ish echad and they're shalom b'nei. That's the one perspective. The other perspective is you have to be an ish echad. You have to be you, a unique you. The left hand can't be the right hand can't be the left hand. I don't want my left hand, when it becomes part of the system, when it becomes part of me, to become a nothing. We're not talking about bottling a person to become a nothing. I want you to be an ish echad. You have to be you, a unique ish. But then you give yourself over to the klal and you become balei vechad. All the parts that Moshe Rabbeinu told each yid where to stand at Kabbalah Sotera, because no two Kabbalah Soteras are the same. But I don't care where they stood. What I need to know that Moshe Rabbeinu told each Jew where to stand for Kabbalah Sotera. Where they had more expensive seats, cheaper seats. He was like the usher. You know, he looked at your ticket and he said, you stand here. Well, what's pshat? No, because we're all unique. And therefore, when we look at Hashem, we see different aspects, different perspectives. We have a completely unique, we've seen that before. I have a unique tachlis in this world. I have a unique existence. This is not a steer to this. I'm emphasizing this because we've been saying a lot of not like this before. In Birka Machshava, we bring out the other aspect, the other tzad of this, is the ish echad. But when you're in Ish Echad and you mevatel that Ish Echad, it means not that you become nothing. The left hand doesn't become a blob. You ask your left hand to pick up something. He says, no, I'm bottled to the system. I don't exist. I'm a nothing. I'm a nebuch. Chas v'chalila. The left hand's got to be the best left hand in the world. But not for the left hand, but for the system. He doesn't have an independent existence. He's part of the body. I think that's clear. I don't want to labor it, but in today's generation, it's more chashuv to keep reminding ourselves of that. Okay. Valkain Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah, we should be able to finish this today. Okay, Valkain Shabbos Kodesh. Shia Tagolo is Malchus Shemaim Bo'ilam Apoil. That's the Gilui. That's where Shabbos Kodesh is, where the Malchus Shemaim is revealed in actuality in the world. V'yesh bo brocha miyuchedes shel shalom. Shabbos has a unique brocha of shalom. We've seen that Shabbos is shalom. V'gemor shamru chazal, Shabbos hi melizuk v'rufua krova lova rachamav rebumim b'shavsoi b'shalom. That's where refuah krova comes, and the rachamim and the rachamim merubim, and you'll dwell b'shalom. V'chein mitzvah hadlokas neshabbos hi mishum shalom bayis. We know how choshuv, how Chazal put an emphasis on this mitzvah of halachas neiros because of shalom, that it's even at makdim's kiddush, it's makdim nechanukah, which is mitzvah choviv ad ma'od, the Rambam says about nechanukah. And we know that Shabbos candles takes overrides, that even with its pesum nisi and its mitzvah choviv ad ma'od, but Shabbos candles, shalom. Shabbos candles about shalom. So you see the chashivas of shalom, and how that's connected to Shabbos. So va'amuvan va'poshut. So the part, the pshatya is she b'Shabbos hare yesh hashos hashchina ha'ma'ayachedes es klal Yisrael. On Shabbos you have this hashos shchina, which unites klal Yisrael. K'sheis beribah v'bayis zebipnei shekol echad doresh shiyoso avu tzarche atzmei kvoide. When you have farts, you know, I want what I want, and you what you want, and he wants what he wants, and she wants what she wants, and everybody's out there trying to get what they want. You can't have peace then. That's not shalom. Everyone's out for himself. Ruven, Ruven, v'rochel, hi rochel. V'al kein, yesh merivot. Yesh merivot. Rochel wants to sit this side, and Shimon wants to sit there, and Rochel wants the polka. And Shimon wants the polka and he wants the mishulash, and then they're fighting over the chicken. That's never happened by me, but people tell me these things happen. You know, so the kids fight over the, he wants this, and why did she get the bigger one, and why did he get the bigger piece of cake? You know what that is? Because he's he and he's she, and they want what they want. Valkenish merivot, valkeshebo Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, are kvanema. Altis harde lifnei melech. Don't glorify yourself in front of the melech. You know, I might be very choshuv and another person might be less choshuv. And that distinction might be apparent. But when you're standing in front of the melech, that distinction becomes nothing. You know, I might be a bigger Talmud Chochem than him. Maybe he's a bigger Talmud Chochem than me. When you're standing in front of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, those differences melt away. You just realize, like, the difference between you and me in light of what there is, that's garnished. It's nothing. That's what happens on Shabbos. Your difference, my difference, everyone's difference in the face of Ashos Hashchina, in the face of this Kailal, this Malchus that manifests itself on Shabbos, Bria Sa'olam, which we'll see that we're going to be discussing. That's the next actually, discussing Chiddush Ha'olam, the Bria Ha'olam, because that's very mechubar to Shabbos. That just becomes nothing. Alti hadar lifnei melech. Don't make yourself big in front of the melech. Vas kovar aprat einu choshev klal. The cover of the prat of the details, not at all choshuv. When you're standing in front of the shechina, my slot, you know, I'm an inch taller than you. When you're standing in front of Oig Melech Habashan, the inch that I have over you is you don't even notice it. Lo shaveh. Shia klal hamoila shakol b'teilim alav, because everything's nullified to that. If they zoiche, then the Shechina dwells with them. When the Shechina comes, then there's shalom between them. That's what the Shechina does. It brings shalom. Why? Moilech HaMelech mitafochus kol mahus anshei medina v'nishtane shmom v'mahusam liyos nikraim al shem ha-melech. Because when there's shechina, then you and I are no longer you and me. We're now sitting pointing at the same Hashem. We're united via that connection to the melech. We now am Hashem. I'm now chelek of am Hashem. I'm now Yehudi al shem havaya baruch hu. Ubeprat b'Shabbos Kodesh midas haMalchus. Shabbos is midas haMalchus. That's when the Malchus is totally manifest. That's where all the pieces of the week, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, all these little individual pieces, all vying for their chashivas, all get muttal and mevutal and come into Shabbos to celebrate my relationship with Hashem. Mishenichnas Shabbos, ponim chadoshes boiler card. There's a whole new person here. There's a whole new world on Shabbos. Ein kan Ruvain ve'ein kan Rochel eli Yehudim u'meila shreichan asholim. There's no longer you and me. I've taken everything I've done this week. I've built myself. I can step back and celebrate that. But not for me. I can celebrate your achievements. I can celebrate my achievements. Why? Because it was all for the Melech. And the Melech's, yeah, he's manifest. That's some of the Shabbos. Okay, fine. To take what we can, try and apply some of this. Okay, so that Baruch Hashem, we've come a long way. Wow. Sure. Look where we started. We started there on Daf Aleph. Daf Beis. Daf Aleph. And we now just finished Mem Beis. That's 42 Daf. Took a while, but important stuff and different stuff, stuff we've never really grappled with. If you take it slowly, a little bit here, a little bit there, suddenly you start changing. You start thinking differently. You start seeing a different manifestation. And in Kavesh, it's useful for you. We don't understand everything, but slowly it starts working itself into you. It starts insinuating itself in the way you look at things. And he's done it very well. And the Mesholim and whatever, keep going back to the simple Mesholim. That's how you understand this. When you try and get too complicated, you don't understand this. Only once it's simplified and brought down to a bite-sized portion, you can understand it. Try and understand the Sugya of Kailel without the Moshel of the table. The table just but it's such a simple marshal. Yeah, that's right, simple marshal. That's how you understand depth. You don't understand depth by making it complicated. When you simplify it, that's when it becomes understandable. You'll see Gedolei Yisrael, big people, they have the basic fundamental principles clear. Their first principles clear. Now they can talk about anything. It was just an application of the principles to the case. But if you don't have the basic principles clear, then you don't start anywhere. You can't understand anything. And the principles in and of themselves are straightforward. So when you go speak, you had a difficult sugya, you've been struggling with the sugya, and you happen to have a moment with the Choshev Rosh Yeshiva, whatever, and you go speak in the sugya, whatever, and you're all kvetched, and it's this, and it's all there. Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, but what about this? Or what about that? Or, you know, and you're like, no, but what I mean is, and you're trying to get all complicated because you think that's Choshev, and you suddenly realize, no, it's just, yeah. Well, it's all Masudah in front of him. It's simple. When it's simple, you can understand it. The Yetzer wants to make it complicated. You can't understand it. That's the work of a good teacher. Good teacher's job is to make it simple. So I think Rav Pinkus Zatzal was an excellent teacher. He was able to explain impossibly difficult concepts, impossibly abstract concepts, which ultimately there are no words for. Rav Tetz, for example, is a master craftsman at this. He's a master of taking Rav Moshe Shapiro, his Rebbe said that about him. Of taking Ramosha's stuff, which is luftig, unbelievable, you can't understand what he's talking about, and to put it into language that the most simple layman can understand. That's godless. Okay, I want to make a little start. I know, Ramanshi, you have to go, but I just want to at least say we started Chelek Beis, so those that weren't here can really feel they lost out. I want the guys that didn't come to feel they're not missing anything. They really feel like they're hurting. We're starting Chelek Beis. It's called Chiddush HaOlam. And Perek Aleph, you'll be surprised to hear, is called Chiddush HaOlam. V'nivah achshav bezrat Hashem, heichen nimtza b'metzias shashabes gilu malchus shamayim. We're now going to try and explain, bezrat Hashem, where you find in the reality of Shabbos this gilu of malchus shamayim. We've been talking about that a lot. Shabbos is gilu malchus shamayim, gilu malchus shamayim. But where do you see that? Where do you connect that? V'lama have a Shabbos hashabo nichnosim l'kedushas Hashem Yisroel. Why is Shabbos the gateway that you use to enter into Kedusha of Hashem? What's Shabbos got to do with Shabbos Kodesh? We spoke about Shabbos Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Now we're going to speak about Shabbos Kodesh. Where does Kedusha manifest yet? The Iker Shvises Shabbos is Zichron L'Maisa Breishis. Nachon? Shabbos is Zeichel L'Maisa Breishis. That's the beginning of our understanding of what Shabbos is. Hashem worked on 6 days and then he rested. Shabbos is about Bris Oilam. Ulechaira avona bezeh kashe mod. There's a big kashe here. Shem yasoda Shabbos is zichra in the tziris shemayim v'aretz. Because if Shabbos is the memory, the remembrance, the zeche, of the formation of Shemayim Vaaretz, creation, he uses the word Yetziria, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to be Medaika, of Shemayim Vaaretz, Lisko Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bebriya, to remember the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world. So why do we do that by doing nothing? You want to remember the day that Hashem created the world, go out there and create. Go, there should be a day of the Shabbos, everybody should go one of these 39 malacha farms, or each one should have one by his house, and you spend the day doing the 39 malachas, remembering that Hashem created the world with those 39 malachas. What does Shvisa have to do with Zeichel and Maisa Breishis? Yeah, good question. You remember that Hashem put us in sukkahs by staying in your house. No, you remember that Hashem put us in sukkahs by sitting in sukkahs. Okay? You remember that Hashem gave us a Torah by learning Torah. So you remember that Hashem created the world by doing nothing. Remember, there's a problem, right? Never thought about that before. There's a good kasha. The moshul of somebody that builds a beautiful, wonderful building. After he's finished building, he's tired. So he goes to rest on his 5,000 shekel lounger, you know, these leather sort of big armchairs. Because he's now resting on the chair. Tell us anything about the building that he built. There are plenty of people sitting on their comfortable chairs without having done anything today. When you come home and you see the guy lying on his chair, you go, wow, he must have done something choshuv today. Wow, that reminds you that he built something. No, you see him lying on the couch. You think he's a couch vegetable. That's all. What they call him, a couch potato or something. Yeah, there are plenty of people that didn't do anything that are resting. How does manucha reveal Yetzira, Bria, creation? Like I said, you really should be doing malachas on Shabbos. In the Akedah, the Sefer called the Akedah, in the fourth gate, these are unbelievable things that are the foundations of an understanding of Shabbos. We'll try and bring down some of his ideas and his words in the prochim in the chapters coming up. According to our understanding, with a few additions, changes, you're going to filter through his own understanding. Okay, so I just wanted to at least leave us with that. I don't want to stop without having started the next chapter. So that's the question. Well, what is we keep Shabbos because Hashem built the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. So we don't do anything on Shabbos. It's a bit strange. You don't do the 39 malachas which the world was created with, to remember that Hashem created the world with the 39 malachas. It's a lavin what that is. You understand, you already feel there's something very deep here. There's something very deep in the shlisa of Shabbos that has to do with Hashem having rested. Because what does it mean Hashem rested on Shabbos? That's all. I don't have to ask that question. We all ask that. What does it mean Hashem rested? He was tired, so he took a nap. He had to chill after 6 days. Wow, it was long. He didn't sleep for 6 days. He was busy building the world and everything. And now he's finished. He's exhausted. What do we mean? What is Shvisa? Okay. So, Metz Hashem, that we'll deal with next week. Bezrat Hashem. Have a good Shabbos. Have a good week.
Shabbos.
Hey, good care.
Rabbi as well.
Amen.